This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. President Obama prepares for his State of the Union address this week after receiving a reminder of the limits of his power.
The speech comes 1 week after a special election in Massachusetts, where Democrats lost what had been thought of as a safe seat. They also lost an important vote for their side in the Senate.
Now the president hopes to recover, and one major issue he is expected to bring up is the gigantic federal budget deficit. That is a delicate matter, which we'll report on this morning. Many Americans want federal borrowing to go down, but it's hard to do that before the economy fully recovers, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The federal deficit hit a record $1.4 trillion last year, and as the debts keep piling up, voters have been piling on. Never mind that deficits grow automatically during a recession, when tax revenues drop and unemployment payments soar. Democratic pollster Jeff Guerin says for many voters, the deficit has become a kind of shorthand for what they see as government spending run amok.
They see the tote board spinning and wonder where is all the money coming from, and particularly worry about whether it's going to be coming from them.
A survey by the anti-deficit Peter G. Peterson Foundation found 4 out of 5 voters now believe controlling the deficit and the federal debt should be a high priority for the president and Congress. That popular concern has amplified the warnings regularly sounded by fiscal watchdogs like former Texas Congressman Charlie Stenholm.
As you build your credit card deficit, ultimately you have to pay for it. I like Yogi Berra's version of the Herb Stein quote, "That which cannot go on forever usually won't."
Stenholm co-chairs a budget reform task force that recommended a combination of spending cuts and tax hikes to keep the federal debt from ballooning as a share of the U.S. economy. The task force is careful to say spending cuts or tax hikes should be phased in slowly after 2011 so as not to make the recession worse. But some liberals worry that even talking about deficit-fighting measures at this point is premature.
The time to start reining the deficit back in is when the economy starts to recover and not one moment sooner.
Josh Bivens is an economist at the labor-backed Economic Policy Institute. He says in the current environment, fear of big deficits is misplaced. After all, interest rates are low, inflation's no threat, and there's little danger that government borrowing will crowd out private investment, which is still anemic. If anything, Bivens says, the government should be going deeper into debt in an effort to create more jobs.
Deficits are not always and everywhere bad. It's a tool. And sometimes the federal budget should go into bigger deficit to aid prosperity. Sometimes it should go into smaller deficit or even surplus. We're absolutely at a time right now where we need bigger deficits to aid that prosperity.
Here's the rub. The same polls that find voters concerned about the deficit show they're downright alarmed about unemployment. And tackling either one of those problems is likely to make the other one worse. Spending money on job creation adds to the deficit, while fighting the deficit with spending cuts or higher taxes could choke off the recovery. It's a political minefield for the president. But pollster Guerin says there is a path of escape.
The voters accept the premise that you have to deal with the deficit in a way that is consistent with growing the economy.
That means bigger deficits now, along with a promise of more budget discipline later. That's the path President Obama is likely to take in his State of the Union address. Here's White House Economic Advisor Christina Romer in an interview with CNN.
To the degree that we, of course, care deeply about the deficit, and you're right, in 2010, that is going to be something very much that the president is focusing on and talking about. It is important to understand we're also talking about actions taken right now, targeted actions to jumpstart job creation, and there is no conflict between those.
Over the weekend, Mr. Obama endorsed legislation that would set up a bipartisan budget commission to make recommendations on tax hikes and spending cuts later this year. One appeal of this approach is that it offers the promise of deficit reduction while postponing any hard decisions until the economy's on more solid ground, or at least until after the November election. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.